This is Jacob, and I will be your host for Colicast number 34. This Colicast is all about Puritans. We just finished learning about Puritan life and social studies. We learned about the long church hours, home life, and last but not least, the schools. The class was to pretend we were newspaper writers for the Puritan newspaper called the Puritan Post. In this Colicast, we will share a few articles with you. Keep listening, and I hope you enjoy.
Hi, my name is Tiffany, and I'll be telling you the story about poor old Joe in the stocks. Ha ha, that's the sound of people laughing at Joe Serino. One spring morning, the Serino family was getting ready for church, except Joe because he was still in bed. 1 hour later, Joe was still sleeping and the church service was about to begin. Later in the day, after church, the pastor, Thomas Rain, ran into Joe's house and poured cold water on him. So Joe got dressed, said his prayers to the pastor, and headed toward the church. But the pastor said, No, young man, church just ended, so you should be walking toward the stocks. A few minutes later, lots and lots of people came out to see what was going on. When they saw Joe, they started laughing. Here's what Joe had to say. I did not mean to skip church, but I was very tired. After a while, Joe's wife, Julie, came out with her kids, so I decided to interview her. Here's what she had to say. Oh dear, poor old Joe is being laughed at again. Oh dear, now I won't be able to go to the market or store. Oh dear, I told him to wake up, but he did not listen to me. Later, after Joe was released from the stocks, I talked to him again. Here's what he had to say. Okay, I'm not going to skip church again. Well, if you want to know what a church service is like, it has no colors, no bells, and no statues. Zero. Also, the church service lasts up to 5 hours, maybe even the whole day. Also, you have to sit on hard, not soft, but hard logs with no cushions. Well, that's the story about poor old Joe. Bye.
Hi, my name is Katie, and the name of my article is A Nasty Sermon. Kaboom, that's the sound of an angry pastor slamming his huge dry fist, hitting a wood banister. God is holding your life in his hands, and if you disobey him, he will drop you in the fiery pit of death and deceit, yelled the pastor, almost out of breath. The church bells rang and everyone shuffled out of the large church house. I interviewed a sweet young boy named William Smith, and I asked how the service went, and he replied like this. I will do everything right from now on, and I don't want to be dropped in the pit of death. Also, on my way out, my eyes got stuck on a young lady named Laura Birdston. Here is what she had to say about the service. I think the sermon shouldn't be using such harsh words when there are children around. Last week, my six-year-old had a nightmare. Gosh, I wish the pastor would think about the children. Soon, she walked away holding the six-year-old daughter's hands. That's it for the day in church with a nasty sermon.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and my article is called Dragon's Dust and Rat Feet or Salt and Meat. Today, a witch trial is being held. Middle-aged Cassandra Spielscaster has been accused of being a witch. The entire town is in a panic. Here's the story. One cold, rainy day, a young man named Drake Ampather came over to Cassandra's house to borrow something. He knocked, and seeing that she didn't answer, came in to see if she was all right. He saw her wearing a cloak, muttering and sprinkling something he suspected was dragon's dust into a big, black kettle. Then she dropped in something that looks like a rat's foot. Drake backed away, leaped onto his horse, Jet, and told the authorities. I interviewed Drake A. and asked him if he was sure Cassandra was a witch. He replied with, "What else could it be?" I also interviewed Cassandra S., and she said, "Drake can think what he wants, but it's not dragon dust in a rat's foot I put in the kettle, but merely salt and a sliver of beef. I was making a stew for myself." I still don't know if she's a sorceress, but she wasn't told that Drake thought that's what they were.
Hi, my name is Danielle, and my article is called The Bad School Day. Today, I will be telling you about a young boy named Trey Reed. Trey Reed was walking into his class and did the worst possible thing to do. He forgot to bow. Then the teacher got a ruler and whacked his hand. A teardrop fell to the floor. The first person I'll talk to was Mary May, the teacher. I asked her, "How do you feel about hitting children?" Mary said, "Well, in my mind, I think it's the right thing to do because he was showing disrespect to me. Thank you, Mrs. May. Here is my second person I'd like to talk to, Mike Spratt, a friend of Trey. I asked Mike, "Do you think your good friend deserved that?" Here is what Mike had to say. "I don't think he deserved that, but I can't change what happened to him. Thank you, Mike." Last but not least, the boy himself, Trey Reed. I asked him, "How do you feel about what happened to you?" "I'm not happy about it. I can't tell my parents or they'll whack me too. Thank you, Trey." That is today's story. Tune in for more Puritan Post. Thank you and have a good day.
Hi, I'm Ryan. My segment is called The Minister's Scream. "The fiery pit, I tell you," screamed John the minister. "Do you want to fall into the fiery pit and live with the devil?" "No," exclaimed the intimidated crowd. "Go, leave, eat your precious lunch," John screamed at the top of his lungs. He mumbled, "Care more about eating than you do the fiery pit of doom." As people were eating fried chicken, I interviewed the three townspeople. Sarah Smith says, "He says all that stuff and it's like he doesn't know kids are there. Jeez." Jolie, Sarah's daughter, said while crying, "I'm so scared. I don't want to die. Talk to my brother George. George is wailing like a baby while I talk to him. He said I'll fall into a pit. Help me. I'm too young to die. I'm only 3 and a half. It's all right, Georgie," said Sarah. "Well, it looks like this is the end. Goodbye."
Hi, my name is Nora, and my article is called John's Trouble Day. Knock, knock. That's the sound of people knocking on John's door. They were looking for John because he didn't come to church. The Puritans was very strict about people skipping church, so they put John into the stocks in the common, the center of the town. I asked John, "How do you feel right now in the stocks?" "I feel embarrassed," John answered. "Everybody is staring and laughing at me. I will never skip church again." "Why did you skip church?" I curiously asked. He said, "I skipped church because it lasted for most of the day, and we only have a little break to eat. The wall has nothing on it. It was so simple. So I got lazy. I thought I should just take a break one day, but this happened. Also, the wooden benches was so hard and uncomfortable," John replied angrily. Then I interviewed John's wife, Manny. "What do you feel about your husband skipping church?" "I feel ashamed and mad. When I go out to the market, everybody were laughing and then started talking about me," she whispered. "Don't tell anybody that you have talked to me." So that's what will happen if you skip church in a Puritan's community.
Hi, my name is Mariah. I'm going to tell you about a misbehaving student called Pedro. Early this morning, Pedro went to school, but he didn't want to, so he did after all. When Pedro got in, he went to his desk, dropped off his backpack, and sat down. While his teacher, strict, was talking about God, Pedro was playing with his friend Anthony. So his teacher, named Mrs. Luce, told him to stand up, put his hands out, and Mrs. Lewis smacked him with a ruler. Then I came in and asked the teacher, "How does it feel to hit your students?" She said, "It feels wrong, but at the same time, it feels right because they need to start paying attention more." Next, I saw Pedro crying at the corner, so I asked him, "How do you feel to be embarrassed?" Pedro says, I will never do it again. The next time I'm going to behave because I don't want to get in trouble again." Afterwards, I saw his friend laughing, so I went over there and asked him, "How does it feel to be Pedro's friend?" He replied, "It feels good to be Pedro's friend, but it's sad that he is at a corner wearing a dunce cap that says you are a loser." That is how what it was when a Puritan student was misbehaving. I'm Mariah once again, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Hey, this is Jacob, and that's the end of this ColeCast. So come back again for ColeCast number 35, a broadcast all about the solar system. See you later. Bye.